The Jamaica 4-H Clubs is the largest youth development organization with a membership of 87,000. The organization is being repositioned to play an expanded role in preparing youth for small business pursuits in the agricultural sector. The initiatives are geared at enabling youth to create their own employment opportunities.
This against the background that globally, youth unemployment is 3 times higher than general unemployment. This is no difference locally, because while unemployment has decreased by 3% to some 13%, youth unemployment is in the region of 30%.
President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Senator Norman Grant. The Jamaica 4-H Clubs is developing a response to youth unemployment, and the organization intends to recruit more youth, including women, in the agricultural sector. The organization will also be seeking to provide jobs through various projects.
We advertise for proposals for the development for 3 acres of land at 95 Oak Road, and we estimate that this could inject close to $1 billion worth of investment in the Jamaican economy and create 250 jobs.
Within 6 months, the 4-H Clubs will move its corporate office to Duke Street, downtown Kingston, and the complex bordering Fletcher's land is being restored at an estimated cost of $15 million. Persons from the community will be employed to work under the infrastructure project. The clubs will be providing training and empowerment through small business pursuits under a number of initiatives. One of the initiatives to be rolled out is the Youth Economic Empowerment Program, YEEP. This program is a response by the 4-H and the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries to youth unemployment and will be launched in February.
This aims to assist 1,000 rural youth to start in an agricultural venture over 2 years. This is in partnership with the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, DAP, which is the Australian Development Agency, and the Mona School of Business. They will be providing training in skill areas, and they will be provided with input and access to funding to start their own business. The areas of target will be goat and sheep rearing, broiler, chick production, apiculture, peanut production, rabbit rearing, and agro-processing.
Funding has already been identified for this program, with the Ministry of Agriculture releasing $6 million, the Australian Development Agency $3.3 million, and the Mona School of Business $1 million.
We are now in discussion with other partners to identify an additional $15 million, and this will be disclosed at the launch in February. We have approached the Development Bank of Jamaica to support this program with their loan guarantee program, where they have a product where persons who enter and access funding can get up to 50% loan guarantee up to a maximum loan size of $15 million.
President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Senator Norman Grant. The organization has invested more than $12 million over the last 3 years to provide suitable breeding stock for young farmers across the island. This program will be intensified in the new financial year. The target is to empower over 50 youngsters involved in goat farming. The group has also partnered with Jamaica Broilers, which distributes over 150,000 broiler chickens to young farmers and club members in schools on an annual basis. This project will continue to drive the 4-H's Youth in Agriculture entrepreneurial program. The club has also established a bee apparatus facility in Fount Hill, St. Thomas, to supply young bee farmers with hive bodies and supply new entrants into the apiculture industry with starter colonies. As it relates to rabbit production, the 4-H Clubs has 2 major breeding facilities with a capacity of over 2,000 breeding stock. The club, under its revolving program, distributes in excess of 130 pairs of rabbits to youngsters and institutions annually. This initiative has tremendous potential for providing the market with a healthy protein that can be produced without any imported input. This year, the Jamaica 4-H Clubs is celebrating its diamond anniversary, that is 75 years of contribution to the development of youth in agriculture. The organization will continue to help shape young minds for agriculture and its related industries for future employment, entrepreneurship, and technological advancement.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.